You are right, little Cricket. You are more than right, and I shall remember the lesson you have taught me. But will you tell how you succeeded in buying this pretty little cottage?"
"This cottage was given to me yesterday by a little goat with blue hair."
"And where did the goat go?" asked Pinocchio.
"I don't know."
"And when will she come back?"
"She will never come back. Yesterday she went away bleating sadly, and it seemed to me she said, 'Poor Pinocchio, I shall never see him again. The shark must have eaten him by this time.'"
"Were those her real words? Then it was she, it was my dear little fairy," cried out Pinocchio, sobbing bitterly. After he had cried a long time, he wiped his eyes, and then he made a bed of straw for old Geppetto. He laid him on it, and said to the talking Cricket,
"Tell me, little Cricket, where shall I find a glass of milk for my poor father?"
"3 fields away from here lives Farmer John. He has some cows. Go there, and he will give you what you want."
Pinocchio ran all the way to Farmer John's house. The farmer said to him, "How much milk do you want?"
"I want a full glass."
"A full glass costs a penny. First give me the penny."
"I have no penny," answered Pinocchio, sad and ashamed.